listening to People Powered Radio, proudly supported by the Community Broadcasting Foundation. cbf.com.au.
Welcome to Community Connections. I'm Alan Collier, and it's my pleasure to be with you for the next 2 hours. And of course, it's all about having some interviews. And this afternoon, the first one up is with George from the Healesville U3A. Welcome, George.
Welcome, Alan.
I should just quickly mention, too, between 1 and 2, we've got our private eye coming along to tell us about some of the cases he's involved in, all that. But we're here to talk about the U3A in Healesville. George, I guess last year was pretty difficult. You're in lockdown, you're out of lockdown, you're doing all sorts of stuff. So how did you go last year?
Actually, well, as we discussed, the last 2 years have really been the same. And it's been a hard struggle. We managed to sort of get through with Zoom in the first type of period. A lot of people weren't that comfortable with Zoom. I think they liked face-to-face and meeting with people. But we seem to have struggled through. We've kept all our numbers. We've just had a re-sign for this year, down a little bit because a few have moved on. But then in the last couple of weeks, we've been growing the number up to, you know, just around about the 250, which is a good number for us.
So you wouldn't have been able to keep all your programs going on Zoom, though, would you?
No, a lot of the exercise ones were difficult.
Yep.
But they managed to last through, and so they're all still there, which is great. We lost a couple. Really, I think it was more of people who weren't used to Zoom, and they just had enough. They're getting on in years, and they said, no, this is too hard.
Yep.
And there's only a couple of them. And so we lost a couple, but what we're here today really more is we've been able to replace them.
Yep.
With new courses, and they seem to be going reasonably well.
So let's talk about the new courses that you got going, George.
All right. Well, first up, not in alphabetical, bocce. I used to drive past the Healesville bowling alley, and I was thinking how I could con them into getting me some free aisles so I could have a bit of a class there. But went home one day cleaning out underneath the house, and I found these wooden boxes with handles on them. Opened the bump, they were bocce, and I had a light globe moment.
And you don't know where you got them from?
I know, yeah.
Right.
But so we decided to form a bocce club, a class, and we've got about 12, 15 members. We use the courthouse lawns and yards, so we don't have to hire any, we're not going anywhere, it's all
That's
local.
All right. Yep.
And it's turned out reasonably well. People are enjoying it. It's a bit difficult when it's 30-odd degrees and humid.
Well, you find a lot of the bowlers, you go past these bowling clubs, you know, the Healesville Bowling Club and all that. Doesn't matter if it's 30 degrees, it's still out there bowling,
isn't it? They're still out there. They just want the cheese basket at the end. That's all they're after. So that's been very well handled. Another one was cards. We sort of got out of cards for a while.
Did you?
But one of our new committee members decided that she'd like to run a card class. And what she does, she chose Shanghai Rummy.
Now, what's that?
Shanghai Rummy.
Never heard of it.
I've heard it. Well, I Googled it. It's called Californian Rummy. It's gin rummy on steroids. So you get a bunch of people, and a game can go for between 1 and 2 hours, and it's probably 3 or 4 people playing gin rummy collectively.
Right.
So you're using other people's hands and so forth. But basically, gin rummy with a bit of skill attached to it. But people are enjoying it, and I said card.
So when you play in groups of three, did you say?
Or? Yes, groups of three or groups of four. You can get up to 5 in one game. And with the numbers we have, I think Carol runs about two games.
Right.
So it's working well. It's working well.
So, like, when you've played after the end of the hour, you obviously play again, do you? And then you play with another group? Or?
Yeah, you can swap them around. I actually haven't sat in on one.
Right.
But I probably should be doing that, overseeing. But it's going reasonably very well, actually. Going very well.
Now, the next one interests me, cryptic crosswords.
How'd you go with the
no good.
That I gave you?
No good.
Oh, all right.
So you need to give me the answer.
Okay, for the audience, I gave him one clue to sort of see if you'd solve, and it was simple. It was leaves home was the clue. 4 letters. I even gave you an E on the end
of it. Yep.
The answer is a tree leaves home. That's the whole idea of cryptic crossword puzzles.
Yeah, yep, got that.
People sort of think, oh, what's the trick? It's actually just where do leaves live? It leaves home. That was.
That's quite good.
Anyway, so.
But there's more than one way of doing a cryptic crossword, because sometimes the answer is actually in the cryptic, and sometimes it'll be half a dozen words, but there'll be two letters out of this, two letters out of that, one out of that.
And do you have anagrams, and there's keywords to tell you that it's an anagram of, you know, the last three words, and that makes up the result.
So that's in the cryptic clue, is it?
Yeah, you have to find the clue. You have to find the cryptic clue.
So you've got to find the cryptic clue before...
There are trigger words to say that, you know, these are anagrams, like messed up or, you know, just one of those things. So that gives you an idea. You count up the letters. You've got enough letters for the answer. Then you work out possibly what an anagram of that answer is. That makes sense. You got that?
Yeah,
give me
I've got
a blank
that.
Look there.
No, I've got that. But they're not all the same, though, are they?
Oh, no. There's probably about, could be 20 or 25 different methods of solving. They come under different names, like charades and anagrams, or they're in the clue. There could be three words,
yep.
And the tail, two letters of the first word,
yeah.
Plus that word, plus the first,
yeah.
Two. That's one.
I can work with them.
Yeah.
But I seem to get a bit lost after that.
Well, actually, that's what I'm here, sort of the classes. We have been running cryptics for a couple of years. And then we've just found that there were some people who had been doing them for a long time,
yep.
And fairly experienced, and there were others that saw, oh, I want to learn how to do cryptics.
Yep.
And it was sort of, I think it was just a bit frustrating that some of the people who sort of, I know the word, and they said, don't tell us yet, we're going to work it out. So,
yep.
Okay. So what we did is we decided this year to split it into two groups.
Yep.
So we'll have sort of an experienced group, and so they can sit there and muddle around and back and
but
forth.
But they don't
and
need a lot of help,
that's,
do they?
No, that's basically.
Yep.
And then we have a beginner's group where a lot of the members have put together and come up with a class, they go through all the different, you know, ways and methods and so forth. But then we also then tried to build it a little bit by building up a real beginner's class.
Right.
I mean, beginner's class was, and what I'm sort of here to say to people today, if you remember U3A and you've always looked at cryptics, and we've got a new class that means you don't know how to, you don't even have to know how to spell cryptic. That's what we're saying.
That's it.
Because we
right.
You sit down and we'll just go through from step one through the whole process to sort of walk you through how to do cryptics. So don't be afraid of looking at cryptics and go, oh, no, that's not for me. We've actually
so you can walk in a real
three.
Dummy like me and learn the whole ways of doing it.
I'll sign up now. So now we've got sort of an experienced, we've got an advancing group,
yep.
And now we're sort of trying to setting up a beginner's group.
So are you looking for people for all levels or the second and third ones?
Well, I think, with all levels are welcome,
yep.
But what we're trying to do is sort of build up that beginner's class so we can have a process that the beginners learn, they go into the advancing class and then sort of continues on.
So today we're really looking
for... Continual growth, basically.
Yeah, so really, at the moment, we're looking for the people that would join the beginner's group, aren't we?
Exactly, who know nothing about cryptics and would like to learn. That's basically the first group.
And at the end of the hour, we'll give them all the details, how they're going to get hold of the Healesville U3A.
Yep. Actually, we sent out a flyer just a few days ago to try and, you know, get some new players and the beginners, and
yep.
We had a result yesterday, so I was able to give David Payne, our class leader, a new name and contact, and she was raring to go. So it's there, and I'm just asking everyone else to not to be scared about it.
Yep.
It's a good, you know...
Because it can... pardon me. It can be naughty, can't it?
Can be naughty?
No, it can be daunty.
Oh, daunty. I was going naughty.
No.
Dirty words.
Don't you get me into trouble. But it can be naughty when you look at it.
It can be.
You know? And I didn't realise that there was up to 25 different ways you could do it.
Oh, there's probably more. When I say 25, the key words to sort of indicate an anagram... That's up to the person who writes the clues.
Clue.
It could be anything. So,
yeah.
Sign you up, Dave. I'll get you along and we'll be in there.
Welcome back to Community Connections with George from Healesville U3A. George, these cryptic crosswords, we've got to try and get a few beginners along there, and then maybe one day we've got a bit of time, you'll show me how to do it. But anyway, there's a lot more to U3A than just those sorts of things. So a photo book. Now, that...
It's how to make a photo book.
Yep.
It ran a couple of years ago. It sort of went dormant, obviously, for the last couple of years.
Yep. But well, they couldn't get out to take the photos.
That's right. Terry Green, who's been a member of U3A for a long time,
yep.
Runs it. And basically it is we use all of our facilities at the courthouse. yep. which have, you know, all the electrical communication stuff. And it's actually go through all your old photographs. He'll do a, there's programs you use, I think it's Snapfish or something along those lines. And just helps you put together a photo album of, as we were talking about earlier, Thorpe, your granddaughter growing up or the last family Christmas party and those sort of things. We do it at the courthouse because we do have the facility. So,
and, of course, one of the problems now with photos is that so many of them go into your phone, and if something happens and you lose the phone, you've lost them, haven't you?
I was thinking about that this morning. I better buy... I've got all those pictures on my computer, actually, my laptop.
Yep.
And, yeah, if I lose that, I'm in a lot of trouble. So.
They can be wiped out overnight.
So it's nice always to have that book to fall back on.
It's a great idea. Yep.
Now, men's health and well-being, we'll go on to that just to, towards the end of our program today because there's a lot of work going on around the men's health and well-being and there's expos and the Yarra Council is involved. So I'll just touch on that later.
So that's not going to be, when I say it's not going to be an ongoing, you're actually going to hold an expo itself, is it?
No, there is an expo being held at the Living and Learning Centre.
Yep.
That's sponsored by Yarra Valley Council.
Yep.
The men's health and well-being is it's a monthly class, 2 hours, basically come and sit down and look at, you know, situations and problems. It's sort of basically, as we discussed a bit earlier, just talk about health issues such as men, you know, managing dementia, minding the heart, cracking the stress codes, getting out and about. Yep. It's basically what we do at U3A.
Which is
general.
Yeah. We were saying that before. This is something that you've got to do, isn't it? I mean, you can't, particularly once you retire, you can't just sit around. You'll become a vegetable and your brain will go the same way. You need to be active both in the mental and in the physical.
I feel like I'm being spoken to by my wife.
Well, it's a treat. She's keeping you good.
Okay, another class we've just had brought back. I think it's another one that's been brought back from the past. It's called Philosopher's Lunch.
Yeah? What's that?
Basically, it's run by Joan Barlow, who's a very good contributor to the group. Basically, they look at an old philosopher from, you know, dating yonks back,
yep.
and then discuss him and then try and relate what he was saying to modern events and times. I think the first one last week was about Epicurus, who was an old philosopher.
Yeah.
And if you know the origins of that, obviously Epicure, and that's why it's called lunch.
So
bring a plate and have a lunch.
Yep.
And then they said, okay, how does what Epicurus was telling us all those years ago relate to modern times and events?
Yeah.
But it's very interesting. People love it. People have stormed up to join up, which is great.
Well, that's terrific. Yep.
Writing for Your Life is another class. We did have a class a couple of years ago again. It was called Creative Writing. At the end of that program, I think everyone sort of just write about yourself and be a bit humorous and a bit lighthearted. And in fact, I think at the end of the period, we had a story from every member of the class. I think we were able to put it into a book and publish it.
Terrific.
George, I don't know how many books were sold, but it was published.
It doesn't matter. But when you say writing for your life, is it about your own life or just...
It's a new approach this year. It is basically writing about an event in your life.
Or just one event, not your whole life.
Or an experience.
Yep.
And really, they say that, you know, you don't need any history of writing or sort of just come along and they'll sort of will talk as a group. And just sort of push you through writing about, and you can write a story about your first day at school if you can remember that far back.
Some of us don't want to remember school.
Exactly. Well, my last day at school, I remember that one.
I reckon it was the best one.
So that's a new class that it seemed well signed up for. We brought back Roman history as well. Now, Roman history sort of was running a few years ago, and sort of without going into any great detail, it's the history of the Roman Empire. From day one until current times, and it sort of goes through all the, you know, the maps of Europe of where it started and where they sort of went and travelled. Very interesting. I think a couple of years ago we were having a chat, and I said, you know, I wish I had paid more attention at school, because now all I do is I watch everything on television.
Yep.
And I'm catching up with all my old history programs. And adventures. This is your opportunity to catch up on your Roman history.
So something like that, we'll talk about the Roman history. How often is it meet and for how long?
It's weekly for an hour. So it's not, you know, it's a lot of people do have a bit scared when they see the U3A University of the Third Age sign.
Yep.
And they go, oh, no, I don't want to go back to school.
Yeah.
It's not. It's all the things we've been talking about today. It's
and you work at your own pace too, don't you?
Your own pace. It's only about probably an hour a week. So it's enjoyable, not as you may remember school.
And nobody's going to judge you at the end, are they?
No judgment whatsoever.
Yeah. Now, George, I see down here you've got something mentioned, strings and things. It brings up all sorts of connotations. What are we talking about?
You're thinking ukulele, are you?
No, I'm not.
Now, strings and things joined us last year. They were a separate individual group that used to meet at Badger Creek, but they decided that they'd like to join U3A. Which was with open arms welcome, because I think there was, I'm going to think, 15 to 20 new members.
Yeah, that's all right.
It was a good bunch. And so they've made their self at home beautifully, and of course it fits in very well with the ukuleles. We've got banjo groups.
Nothing fits in with the ukulele, but anyway.
He said that, whoever's listening.
I only forgot. But what sort of strings? Guitars or violins?
Guitars, the U word. Banjos. I actually, once again, have not actually been in the room, but if there's a lot of different string instruments plus other things. But they appear at our sort of Friday night at Fives, which we have at the courthouse.
Yep.
We have sort of music and so forth. And
So do they practice when they meet?
They meet every Thursday. Two weeks a month. On a Thursday at the Senior Citizens Hall in Healesville.
Yep.
They have about a 2 or 2.5 hour session. You can come along there to learn how to play, or you can be a professional.
That's what I'm getting at. People don't have to be players now, like they can come along.
It's not a competition. It's get together and have fun, as the old Moomba expression is. It's basically what it's all about.
Oh, that's terrific. So that's on?
That's on, and I'll give you another dimension soon, because we're into our new expo, but next one is our Healesville Community Choir.
Yep.
Now, I sort of suggest that it's a very new addition to U3A Healesville, but certainly not for Healesville, but they're very well known around the area.
So just another group that's joined U3A.
It's another group that they've decided to, they'd want like to come under the umbrella of U3A.
Yep.
And welcome with open arms again.
So where do they perform, George? Do they perform out?
There is some performances, but basically it's U3A class as such. You don't have to do any auditions. It's basically, once again, come and join in.
If you're bad, you're bad.
If you're bad, they'll push you up the back somewhere away from the microphone, I'm sure. But again, it's all fun, and it's all participation. As I said, the Healesville Community Choir, I think they did have a few issues over the last 2 years, particularly if you think of a choir and the age of the group, and I'm saying that nicely, but then to wear masks
most
and try and
do
all that, it just was, there were so many rules and regs, can we do this, can we do that?
Yep.
I think it was becoming a little tedious.
Yep.
But nowadays, that's all forgotten, hopefully, and all behind us, and so we're settled in with the new choir, which has had its first meeting at the courthouse last week, I think it was, and it went well.
So do you think they'll be part of the extravaganza at the end of the year?
Oh, I believe me, yes, they will.
Last year, we were all looking forward to the extravaganza towards the end of the year, and it didn't happen.
And I had two tickets for you for free.
I'm not looking for the free tickets. I just think it's a great...
Listen, we struggled through the last 2 years. Lois Thwaites, she kept us on the go. We were still doing rehearsals every Thursday, and we thought, oh, well, let's change this and we'll do this. We'll drop it down from two acts to one act and those sort of things. So we continued through, but right towards the end of last year, we had trouble getting MIMO, the hall itself, and it was just getting difficult with all the rules and regs. Yep. So we said, okay, that's it for this year. We'll start again in 2022.
So we're looking for a real big one this year, aren't we?
Well, it's based around the Roaring Twenties.
That should be good.
The old musical Chicago and a few things like that. And we started 2 weeks ago. We're all getting together this Friday again. So Lois has got us ramped up. It's rehearsals every fortnight.
Well, she keeps it all together, doesn't she?
She does. Well, we did actually get... We were able to sort of do a bit of a performance at our Christmas party, our local at the courthouse. So we got all the players together and had a little a choir there of Christmas carols, and we had the strings and things. You keep saying the strings and things were going, and we had the ukulele band, we had our recorder group, so everyone got something to do on our Christmas party, which is great. Everyone enjoyed it.
No, that's good. But this year you're looking forward to the...
looking forward to the big show again.
The big bang.
It is. Lois was putting us into uniforms last Thursday already, so here we go.
Now, the Healesville Health and Wellbeing. Tell us a bit about that, George.
It's as I said earlier, or it may have been off air, but the big push for the local Healesville Health and Wellbeing Expo.
Yep.
It starts on the 19th of March.
Which only two or three weeks away.
And it goes through to the 1st of May.
Yep.
It's it kicks off at the Healesville Living and Learning Centre. I think we, Badger Creek, I think everyone knows where that is.
Yep.
It's not far off the main drag. It involves the Living and Learning Centre, the Badger Creek and District Men's Shed are involved in it, which is great.
Oh, yeah.
We have Eastern Health and the Yarra Rangers Shire. So collectively they're all putting together the expo.
What's the expo, George? A display of what's on the area or what, you know?
I think it's what's available. And when they say expo, it's also a lot of activities. That they can join into. We on the first day, I think it's a lot of people there will have stalls. We have a U3A stall there.
Yep.
We'll also be having our community choir there, so you get a chance to check them out for us. The focus is basically on health and well-being of gentlemen and people in general. Sorry.
Yep.
It's also involves Beyond Blue. I think if I did say to you before, offline again, Shona Rimmer, who's is a community development coordinator at the Healesville Living and Learning Centre. I'll give you a phone number if anyone wants to have a look at it, 5962-5982. It'll be in their phone book or on Google. Check it out. Give her a call if you need to know any more details. But that's when it kicks off on March the 19th. There's also a live performance at the community square outside the library. I don't know if you've seen what they've built out there, Alan, but it's a group that people use it. We're just using it for our banjo, ukulele and guitar players. There we go. And so that's on Friday the 1st of April from 4 to 5:30.
That's on Friday the 1st of April. Perfect. Yep.
And then, again, there's another few things going. There's some films on called Minding the Heart and the Connection, where the two films based on health and well-being issues. The grand final is on the 1st of May at the MIMO Theatre, so in conjunction with the Healesville Market Day.
So what's that?
All markets all being held at in the car park there behind the main shopping centre.
And then
the knees up Father Brown. It's all... let's have a finish and a big finale for the expo, basically. So there'll be also stalls there and, I guess, people helping other people with issues that they may want to take up. That's fine.
And I think we've said this probably a couple of times this afternoon. There are a couple of things that particularly guys seem they've been working all their lives. Women seem to be better at this than guys, I think. They are very much able to move out of retirement because they've been home with children and, you know, there's grandkids to look after. But very often a guy's been working for 50 years and all of a sudden it just stops, and some of them are find it very difficult to find other things, don't they?
Yeah. Well, actually, we were discussing off-air things like Provis, and there are a lot of groups out there available.
Yep.
But it's just a matter of, putting them in touch with them and them in, sort of being comfortable with joining them. I know we don't have a men's shed in Healesville, but as I said, the Badger Creek Men's Sheets shed is doing very well and sort of has got a good name. And they're the sort of things people that you just mentioned enjoy doing.
Yep.
Let's get in there, and maybe I wasn't on the tools when I was a youngster, but I can learn how to make a...
And let's face it, some of them have been on the tools, and all of a sudden, they've retired, they don't want to do it anymore. It's like their bodies won't let them work 5 days a week, 8, 9, 10 hours a day. But that skill's lost. And if you can go to something like U3A with some of those skills, whatever it might be.
That's what I've heard, actually, is that, if we can get people like that at organisations like that, they can become tutors.
Yeah.
And, it's not it's not an 8-hour-a-day job. It's something they can enjoy. They can go, leave. It's up to them. I did have one other issue. There's a community voice is in the park. It's in Coronation Park in Healesville. Now it's 10th of April, which is a fair way away.
Yep.
It's basically celebrating local musicians, singers and songwriters.
Yep.
I'll mention a few names, showcasing Doug Fudge, brackets, ukulele.
Yep. how come he's first on the list?
The Defibrillators, which is a band, U3A recorder group, Karen Nutt, Ann Nolan, Gio Guzman, Karen Roberts, people may have heard these names before,
yep.
And Healesville and local other performers. So basically it starts at 12:30. It's in the Coronation Park in Healesville. BYO chair and picnic and settle in and just have free music for the afternoon.
And what was that date again, Pastor George?
It is the 10th of April, Sunday the 10th of April.
And what time?
12:30 start.
12:30. And then whenever they throw you out, well, they can't throw you out of a park, can they?
Well, the Yarra Council rangers are involved. They could, I suppose. So that's basically what we've had to talk about today, which is, I hopefully, informative.
It certainly is. People. Now, the first thing we need, George, or not the first thing, but what we need to now talk about is how people can get hold of the U3A to find out about...
This time I've got it in writing in front of you.
Oh, you can't miss it. So you want to give that to us, please, George?
Okay. So the website is just U3A Healesville. Just under the first web result that you get, push that and you'll be straight into it.
Yep.
The phone number is 0490-917-975. Again, that will be on the website if you haven't been writing it down. We do a Healesville email, sorry, is healesville.u3a in small case at bigpond.com. And also there's a mailbox there, but I won't bother giving it to you.
No, don't worry about it.
Because it'll be on the website, but very easy to get to and have a look.
Well, the email again is healesville.u3a@bigpond.com.
That's the one.
And the phone number again is 0490 917 975. And look it up on the web, U3A Healesville. I mean, it's a great organisation. You've got plenty of members, George.
Plenty of members. We can always have more. We do have an open office at the courthouse, if you know where the courthouse is.
Yep.
It's next to the police station and across the road from the terminal.
And across the road from where?
The Terminus Hotel.
Oh, I wasn't going to mention that.
Okay, the office hours are Thursday, 12:30 to 1:30.
Yep.
We're closed during the school holidays, but it's open every Thursday. So if you have any interest and you look at the website and there's something that interests you, please just pop in. We can have a chat or... Ring that number, and you might be lucky and my wife will answer, but I might answer it myself. All welcome.
One thing you haven't told us, the costs, because I know it's quite reasonable.
The costs, initially they were $50 to join up. That's for the year. And then you could do as many courses as you like. You could do 20 courses if you like, okay? We have, because of COVID and the shutdowns, it has been $25 a year. We've been rolling over a discount. So it was $25 for this year for existing members.
Yep.
It's if you do a course every week for the school terms, it's going to cost you about $2 or $3 a
week. Pretty cheap, isn't it? And it's probably less than a cup of coffee a week.
It is.
So, and I mean, there are two things we laugh a bit about, but it gets you up and around, and as we get older, that's one of the major things. We have to keep the body and the mind active, don't we?
Exactly.
Righto, so 0490 917 975 or healesville.u3a@bigpond.com.